today's news.
Hello and welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at news stories of the day through the papers of yesterday. Another little holiday special this week. So we're looking at the year of 1688, the year we first saw Manx coins, hailed as a major step forward in the economic development of the Isle of Man. The first ever coinage minted on the island in this year, the man behind the idea, Douglas merchant, Mr. John Murray. And this is a report from the evergreen Terry Kringle and Co. in the terrific Here Is the News, the illustrated Manx history. Mr. Murray, we read, who is also a farmer with extensive lands at Romsey, intends to produce brass coins, and they will be known as Murray pence, not Murray mints, Murray pence. The next step will to be have them made legal tender, which will require an act of Timwald. This is expected to take some years. Good to see nothing's changed there. But when it is achieved, an official Manx coinage should bring order to what is getting to be a confusing situation in the Isle of Man, which has been holding back the development of trade and commerce, both domestically and as far as an export business is concerned. There is actually no coinage in circulation at the moment which has true legal standing. There are many Irish coins, known as St. Patrick halfpennies and Limerick tokens. There have also been a large number of base coins left in the island by people passing through, and Mr. Murray says the genuine article has been conspicuous by its absence. He says a reliable and independent coinage in the island, with the force of Manx law behind it, will give a tremendous impetus to trade generally. Certainly the need for such a coinage has never been more pressing, now that the practice of trade by barter has been more or less in disuse for the last quarter of a century or more. The reason for this has been the English settlers who have moved into the island and their practice of making payments in cash instead of farm produce like the Manx. It was also the increase in cash transactions that led to the introduction of legislation in 1649 to limit the interest payable on loans to 10% under usury acts. At the same time, it's become more common for wages, which have been controlled by law for the last 60 years, to be paid in coin. Mr. Murray says with money needed to this degree in normal life in the Isle of Man, it was time for the coinage to be stabilised and legalised. Well, I think he had a point there, didn't he? We also read in this year, Bishop Barrow criticises. The Lord Bishop has hit out at what he calls the loose, vicious and irreligious lives being led by many people in the island. Bishop Barrow, who's now been head of the diocese for 5 years, also attacked the ignorance of the clergy, pointing out that they are underpaid to a degree that they have to resort to spare time work, which includes the keeping of alehouses. Just what you want from your bishop. But he puts the main blame for godlessness on the lack of understanding of the English language by Manx people. Bishop Barrow has announced that he's to take over farmland at Hango Hill and Ballygillia in Maloo, which will be administered by trustees who will be responsible for supervising the training of the two ablest scholars from Castletown Grammar School to prepare them to become clergymen serving in the Isle of Man. In another piece we read, aliens to be welcomed. There are growing demands for the relaxation of the laws relating to aliens in the island. That's not from outer space, of course. Under the Act of 1422 in the customary laws, Scotsmen and Irishmen and other aliens can live on Manx soil only by swearing fealty to the Lord and paying for a residential licence. Otherwise, they can be sent to prison. But many members of the House of Keys believe it should be free to anyone to live in the island. They point to the large number who want to become so-called free denizens of the island, many of whom are recognised to have skills as well as other assets which would be advantageous to the Manx community as a whole. And it is rather interesting that we have a similar argument, perhaps, about immigration going on today on the island. Regulations for bad servants. The Deemsters have come under heavy criticism for new regulations drawn up in relation to the punishment of bad servants. These lay down that if any master draws blood upon the servant, he is to be spared. Social reform groups say this is an infamous attempt to give employers protection under the law to abuse their servants. There has been a welcome, however, to proposals by the Deemsters for protecting women's rights in the island. The intention is that when an unmarried woman suffers outrage at the hands of a man, a Deemster can give her a rope, a sword and a ring, so that she might either hang him, cut off his head, or make him marry her. I wonder if that came into force. and Lord Derby's horse race. Lord Derby has announced that a horse race is to be held on an annual basis in future as part of a programme of improving the breeding stock in the island. It is hoped that the first can be staged next summer. The provisional date set is the 28th of July. A spokesman for Lord Derby said there was a large open stretch of land across the bay from Castletown which would be suitable for running such a race. It will be confined to Manx horses and there will be a prize for the winning owner donated by Lord Derby of £5. Well, it is amazing how some news pieces, not only they're old news now, they were old news 300 or 400 years ago. Nothing new under the sun, they sometimes say, don't they? And it's very true when it comes to new stories on the Isle of Man. Until next time, cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.